International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Acts 2:32-33. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, He has poured out this which you both see and hear. The triune God refers mainly to God Himself, and the divine Trinity refers mainly to God's being triune, which is the main attribute of the Godhead. It is more correct to refer the divine dispensing to the divine Trinity rather than to the triune God. In a general way, God is dispensing Himself into us, but in a particular, actual, and practical way, God is dispensing His Trinity into us. As a whole, the Bible is constructed with the divine Trinity. This is a great subject. I believe that if we are faithful to Him in the coming years, more light will come concerning this matter. Today's reading. The Bible tells us that Christ ascended into heaven, but it also says that He was taken up and exalted by God. After God exalted Him, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples. In the Son's death, the triune God was involved, in the Son's resurrection the triune God was involved, and in the Son's ascension and exaltation the triune God was also involved. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit were wrapped up with the Son's ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. In the Son's ascension, God exalted Him, and His exaltation includes the highest attainment. In His ascension, He obtained the kingship, the lordship, the enthronement, the headship, and the glory and honor. All authority has been given to Him in heaven and on earth. All these attainments of Christ are not essential for us and have nothing to do with us intrinsically, but these attainments have everything to do with us economically. If Jesus had never been exalted and had never received the kingship, the lordship, the headship, the enthronement, the glory, and honor, and all the authority, nothing could have been carried out economically. Even though He succeeded in incarnation, human living, death, and resurrection, He still needed to be inaugurated into His heavenly office with all its attainments. We should praise the Lord that our Christ has ascended and that God has exalted Him. He is the top one in the whole universe, sitting on the unique throne in the universe. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the head of all things. He has received all the authority, and He has a name above every name. After His ascension, His exaltation, He poured out Himself as authority on His disciples. This poured out, exalted Christ is the authority of the entire universe, and this poured out, exalted Christ has become our clothing, our uniform. Now we not only have His life essentially, but we also are equipped and qualified economically with His authority to carry out God's economy, God's administration. The very spirit of life, as the breath breathed into us, is absolutely for life. We have the triune God in His humanity with His human living, His all-inclusive death, and His excellent resurrection within us as our life. After 10 days of prayer, the exalted, pneumatic Christ was poured out upon the disciples. He was breathed into them on the evening of the day of the resurrection as their life essentially, and He was poured out upon them on the day of Pentecost as their authority, as their mantle, as their clothing, as their heavenly uniform economically. Our friends, colleagues, neighbors, and family may not realize that we are wearing the exalted, pneumatic Christ as our uniform, but every demon and evil spirit knows that we are authorized and that we are part of the ascended Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.